International adoption has significantly declined in the last decade. More children at older ages are being removed from their parents and placed in foster care. The United States is one of the most active countries in the world for adoption. Adoption researchers need to study and respond to those trends and more to help serve children and families. This week, the University of Massachusetts Amherst is hosting an International Adoption Research Institute. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Professor Hal Grotevent, director of the Rudd Adoption Research Program at UMass Amherst.
We have, for the coming week, we have about 20 graduate students and postdoctoral scholars coming in for an intensive week of working with a group of faculty around how to do the best research on the topic of adoption. Because we know that adoptive families have been changing a lot in recent years, and if you're doing research with that population, there are certain things that you need to be aware of and understand. For example, a lot of issues about adoption center around issues of culture and race and things like international adoption, transracial adoption, and so on. And so we want to make sure that the next generation of adoption scholars are sensitive to those issues and know how to incorporate them into their research and how they interpret findings. And also there are some statistical procedures that people need to know when they're working with families and with adoptive families in particular. So we're studying those as well.
And what are some of the challenges that you face in doing adoption research?
Well, one of the challenges is really keeping up with the trends in what's actually happening out there in the field in terms of numbers of children being adopted in different ways. For example, the population of internationally adopted children hit a peak back in about 2004. There were over 22,000 children a year adopted into the United States internationally. And so there's been a lot of interest in issues about culture and how to connect children with their culture and so on. But now the population of international adoptees has declined significantly. Last year there were only about 4,000 instead of 22,000. So that population has become smaller, while at the same time the population of children adopted from foster care, from the U.S. foster care system, has grown. And the children in the foster care system, many of them have been exposed to trauma, they've been exposed to maltreatment, to abuse or neglect or so on. And so people who are doing adoption research need to understand about those things as well.
And with the changing trends and the need to update the research into adoption, I assume this material will be used then to inform policy making. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. We always try to make sure that our work is translated for use by policymakers and practitioners and so on. For example, at our Rudd program at UMass, we just have almost completed publishing on our website a series of articles that are freely available for the public and for policymakers and so on different aspects about the future of adoption. So we've already published 18 pieces there by leading researchers around the country who are writing things in a user-friendly way for the public, for practitioners, and for policymakers. So we'd love for people to come and look at our website and see those articles and use them in their work.
One of the things you're going to be doing this week is taking a field trip to the Treehouse Community Development in East Hampton, which I guess is a unique foster care and adoption program that's community based. Do I have that right?
Yes, it is. It's a very special place. So it is in East Hampton, and it's been there for a little over 10 years. And it's literally a neighborhood. It's a community where people who've adopted children from foster care live together in a community, but they also have elders who have moved there to assist and to be with the families who've adopted these children, so that it truly is a community that's helping raise the children and so on. And it's a very unique kind of setting, and we're very pleased to be able to go out there. And the people from our Summer Institute will be meeting with residents there, we'll be meeting with the elders and the staff to find out what they do and how they work together. And the outcomes for the children there are very good.
Is adoption research a big field? Are there a lot of people that are involved in this?
I wouldn't say it's a big field, but it's a field where there are a lot of people who are passionate about the work they do. It's also very interdisciplinary because I come from psychology, but there are also a lot of people in social work, in sociology, even in economics, in other kind of disciplines who are very interested, neuroscience and so on. So one of the really exciting parts about it is that it is very interdisciplinary, and that's another kind of idea that we're going to try to convey to the people who come here this week.